Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right, and day 291, since Joe, your president, promised he wouldn't abandon Americans in the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan, he did. Yes, it is true. You had a Democratic witness say yesterday, we'll try and touch on this later in the program, not exactly my wheelhouse, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, that, in fact, and this was the exchange, that in fact, men can get pregnant and have abortions. I'll give you just listen for yourself.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
Did I miss something? I don't know. I've not been in school in years. I don't follow this topic that closely, but it is, apparently that's what the saying is. All right, let's get to where we are. Later on, we'll look at Pennsylvania and where the vote count is. Almost, I think we're getting close to now 99% of all the vote in Pennsylvania is. Oz still has a lead. It looks like it's his to keep, and we'll see over time. Some of this is early voting balloting, which is favored Dave McCormick. We'll get our experts, Matt Towery, Robert Cahaley, weighing in on that. That's a must-win Senate seat. New York Post today, Joe's train wreck, and it has a picture of Joe Biden in a choo-choo train, locomotive, whatever you want to call it, and literally headed straight into the rubble of wreckage that he caused, and says, you know, gas hits a brutal $6 a gallon, border crisis gets worse, Ministry of Truth collapses, market drops 11.64. It's been down most of the day. It's up like 45 points now, which is nothing. Baby formula disaster. It's one thing after another. It's been and is and remains an unmitigated disaster. So me and my team, we just started making a list of everything. This is only a year and a half of climate alarmist religious cultist now in power. And when you look at where we are economically, this is not good for this country. You know, we now have JP Morgan is saying nationwide, they believe gas prices are going to surpass $6 a gallon by August. We can prevent that right now by immediately declaring a national energy emergency and bring back fracking and bring back exploration and extraction, because our oil companies, our gas companies, they're going to need time to ramp up. But they now are warning gas will exceed $6 a gallon nationwide. In California, by the way, that means you're paying $8 or $9 a gallon. Good luck to you. Biden now, according to one report, and the energy crisis is so bad, UC Berkeley government expert Stephen Hayward is reporting today that Biden and the Democrats, rather than do the obvious thing, which is go back to the energy independence they inherited because they can't give in to the new Green Deal radical socialists that run the party. No, he's predicting that Biden and the Democrats seem determined to repeat every single dumb policy mistake in the 70s. And I remember those gas lines. And they realize it might not end until Biden attempts to impose price controls and gas rationing. He'd rather do gas rationing than allow our economy to thrive. It's the lifeblood of the world's economy. This is insanity. This is madness. It's bad for our national security. It's bad for our economic security. I want to talk about one of the biggest causes of inflation. That's him. You know, White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, saying yesterday, by the way, that she's not starting off well on that job. It looks like a train wreck every day. Anyway, she said the Biden administration is not monitoring the stock market on a regular basis, and the Dow plunged 1,100 points yesterday. You know how many billions of dollars Americans are losing in their retirement accounts? They're not paying attention. They need to be paying attention. They're causing all of this. Growing number of consumers now, a report in the Wall Street Journal, with inflation and record high gas prices, is forcing many households, quote, to choose between paying for essentials and paying their monthly loans. And the share of subprime credit cards and personal loans that are at least 60 days late is rising faster than normal. And delinquencies on subprime car loans and leases hit an all-time high. Now you got people juggling. All right, 1 month I'll pay my mortgage. The next month I'll pay my car payment. Eventually, you're going to lose them both if you continue that way. And, you know, the average family now is paying close to $6,000 because of Biden inflation. If you drive, you're paying an additional $2,000 on average plus because of, 10 days in a row, record high gas prices. And, you know, senators are blaming Biden for holding back production. Of course, he artificially reduced the world supply. Marco Rubio, he's not wrong. He's saying Democrats blasting them over record high gas prices and inflation. They want this. Well, clearly, they're not willing to do the obvious things to fix it, so it means they're comfortable with this. Janet Yellen confirming what we all predicted, and that is Biden is the Jimmy Carter. Yellen warning of stagflationary risk from gas and food prices. They're causing this. All of this is preventable. Every bit of it was preventable. And I don't know, when you have Target and Walmart. Now, I love Target and Walmart. I love and Kmart when it used to be around here. There's no Kmart anymore. Anyway, but I love them because you get everything you want in one big place, Walmart, Superstore. I love those places. And you get the best prices on everything. It's cool. I love it. You get everything, clothes, you name it, sporting goods, food even. They're just great. Anyway, Walmart and Target, two of the nation's largest retailers, confirming this week inflation headwinds are intensifying. The strength of the consumer will be tested as both Walmart and Target are signaling rising pricing pressures that are not easing, meaning that they can't put something on their shelves and not make a profit. They got to be able to put the lights on every day and pay their employees. The Biden stock market crash, Target shares, you know, over the cliff. Target shares went down 24% Tuesday of this week, the worst performance since Black Monday in 1987. The net income tumbled 52% from a year ago to $1.01 billion or $2.19 a share. It's the first quarter ending April the 30th. Last year's first quarter income was $2.9 billion. I mean, we didn't anticipate this kind of change when we were sitting here 13 weeks ago. So we own it, said the Target CEO. You can own it all you want, but if really you can own it, the people that really should be owning it is Joe Biden, the radical climate alarmist religious cultist, and the new Green Deal radical socialists. White House admits stock market, not something we keep an eye on every day. Really? You want to admit that? That pisses me off because I'm losing money every day, and I have reduced my risk in the stock market as low as I possibly can. I don't trust it. I never have. I don't have the stomach for it. The little bit of crypto I have was money that I knew I treated it the same way I did with Vegas. That market's been crashing. You know, I don't worry about it because I didn't put a whole, you know, I didn't put the milk money in. But families are suffering needlessly. You know, so now we have a, how do we ever come up in the United States of America with a baby formula shortage? Where's Operation Warp Speed make baby formula? It's ridiculous. You know, and by the way, when you look down deep and you look at how this all happened, the FDA should have pre-approved alternative suppliers as part of the supply chain strategy, and they never lifted a finger. And now all they want to do is blame manufacturers, as they always do. Just like they're attacking Elon Musk, just like they're attacking even Jeff Bezos. I can't even believe even Jeff Bezos can't take the stupidity of this woke mob that runs Washington now. But it is every American now is suffering at every level, especially the poor middle class and people on fixed incomes. I've been there, and it sucks not being able to pay your rent, pay your car payment, pay all your bills, and juggling, you know, whether you can even afford McDonald's at this point. It's that bad. This is that bad. You know, so, you know, Nancy Pelosi, gas price controls will only make pain at the pump worse. Good. We don't need controls. It's called the free market. If you look on inflation, a 40-year high, we're paying almost twice what we paid under Donald Trump for gasoline. We are paying twice. You know, $5.87 it took to, I paid this weekend to fill up my car. You know, if you go back, AAA says Americans were paying an average of $2.39 at the pump for regular gas and $2.63 for diesel under the Trump administration. Now the all-time high is we're paying $4.60 on average 10 days in a row. We set one new record after another. Who can afford this? But of course, you know, the only one that got a break on natural gas was Vladimir Putin with the Nord Stream 2 gift that Vladimir got from the Biden family syndicate. It's insane. While simultaneously eliminating the Keystone XL pipeline, the Alberta premier in Canada said, yeah, it would be done by now if Joe didn't stop it, and we'd be sending you 900,000 barrels of oil a day from Canada. Why did we stop it? Why don't we reignite it? Why did we run out of COVID-19 tests? Why did we run out of therapeutics and monoclonal antibodies during Christmas, a time you would anticipate a rise in COVID cases? Had it, Joe Biden on the supply chain crisis. Oh, no, we'll be out of that very shortly. Forget it. The disaster in Afghanistan, war in Europe, parents are domestic terrorists, the border crisis, we just set a new month record last month, 235,000 illegal immigrants, and it's going to be the worse than last year, which set a 30-year record. Now the baby formula shortage. Remember, the same Joe Biden that said no one making over $400,000 a year will have their taxes raised. Lie. You'll actually see your standard of living go up and costs go down. Lie. Inflation is transitory. Lie. The supply chain crisis will be fixed in a 90-day sprint. Lie. I promise to be the most pro-union president. How's that working out? I will shut down the virus. Lie. I will not make vaccines mandatory. Joe Biden. Lie. Mask mandate will be lifted after 100 days and will not last forever. I promise you as president, I will protect America. I'll protect your family. I will defend our nation from threats seen and unseen. Lie, 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 and lie again. I will visit the border at some point. Hasn't visited it. I will get the opioid crisis under control. Not happening. You deserve a president and vice president that will spend every minute of every day working to make your life better. I promise that's exactly what Kamala and I will do. Lie. I will be a president for all Americans, not just a Democratic president. I will unify the country. A big lie. I will defeat the lies. A bigger lie. I will always tell the truth. Inflation is transitory. Another lie. The Afghanistan withdrawal will be conducted orderly and safely. Another lie. Biden on numerous occasions has referred to Kamala as president. He doesn't even know what day it is. Ukraine and Russia, he called it the minor incursion stupidity. He advocated for Putin's removal from power, then had to walk that back. He forgets his own Defense Department, Secretary of Defense's name, Lloyd Austin. He forgot the name of his infrastructure czar, Mitch Landrieu. I mean, we all these truths to yourself, all men and women created equal, endowed by the thing. Oh, you know the thing. You mean God, the creator of everything? You know, speaking about voter rights, he claims falsely he was arrested during the civil rights movement. This is a guy that partnered with a former Klansman to stop the integration of schools. I helped desegregate restaurants and movie theaters. No, you didn't. He lies on, I used to do trucking. No, you didn't. You lie, repeat. I used to ride a tractor trailer. Not happening. I can keep going. We're in trouble. This country is in deep shift. It matters. This is killing every American's 401k. It is putting so much pressure on the American people, and all of it preventable, and all of it's fixable. But he'd have to go back to Donald Trump's policies. That's not going to be an option, is it?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Americans are suffering, and they're suffering needlessly because of this insanity. These radical policies, this radical agenda, this climate alarmist religious cult. And when I mean cult, it is a cult. Rather than solve the problem, which is to produce more energy, of which we have an abundance of, they steadfastly refuse. They don't care. Their ideology trumps your suffering. Listen to what Donald Trump predicted during the campaign. He predicted a dire economy and what would happen to gasoline.
Let me tell you about the stock market. When the stock market goes up, that means jobs. It also means 401ks. If you got in, if you ever became president with your ideas, you want to terminate my taxes, I'll tell you what, you'll lose half of the companies that have poured in here will leave, and plenty
half
of companies that are already here, they'll leave for other places.
Have
they will leave, and you will have a depression, of which you've never seen.
We have more oil than anybody, okay? And it's an incredible thing that it's happened over the last few years, a lot of great things, and you're paying, what, $2 a gallon for your gasoline? That's okay. You know what that's like? That's like a tax cut. That's bigger than a tax cut. If Biden got in, you'd be paying $7, $8, $9. Didn't they say, get rid of your car?
Where are we? Look at this. Interest rates soaring. Home sales decline now for the third straight month. By the way, all that money you thought you made in terms of value of your home, it's going to be erased in no time. Now, eventually it'll level out, but that's going to be years down the road. Hopefully we elect a Republican House and Senate. Hence my involvement in Pennsylvania and why it's so important. Granholm is actually out there lying. Oh, energy prices are not Joe Biden's fault. Yes, it is. He reduced the supply. We're now paying the price.
You'll hear what everyone really thinks in D.C. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Can't get any worse. Thanks, Scott Shannon. 25 till the top of the hour. These are self-inflicted wounds. These are all problems that could have been prevented. All of them. We can resolve all of them as well. Not easy. I don't want to say anything's easy. To ramp up production of energy in this country, it's going to take a number of months, but it could be done. I have a lot of faith in our energy companies, our gas companies, our the oil industry. They know how to do it. We can create jobs. We'll end our dependency on all foreign oil. We won't have to make deals with Venezuela. We won't be, from a foreign policy perspective. Also be good for job creation here at home. Also it dropped the 40-year plus high of inflation. It would create high-paying career jobs. It would also lower the price at the pump dramatically. It was Joe Biden's policies. He artificially reduced the world supply of energy. We were a net exporter of energy thanks to Donald Trump's policies. We became energy independent under Donald J. Trump. We can go back to that. It'll take time, but the impact will be real. Joe won't do that. He'd rather you pay the $6 an hour now, $6 a gallon that J.P. Morgan is now predicting is going to happen. And what we're talking about in Washington is, watching this yesterday, do you believe that men can become pregnant and have abortions? And the answer from the Biden appointee is yes. I'm like, why are we talking about this when people can't pay their mortgage, get baby formula for their children? They're paying 10 days in a row record high gas prices. Now they're talking about rationing, and we have more energy, more gas, more resources than we would ever need for 200 plus years. It is insanity to me. You can talk about that in a spare time after dinner. You guys can go to have a committee meeting after hours and talk all about it. Stuff I don't know anything about. Maybe the signs changed. That's all new to me because I haven't heard about it. It's not helping the Democrats politically. You've got they focus group for 6 months, and they came up with the term ultra MAGA because they think that'll help them in the upcoming election. Like they think the overturning of Roe v. Wade will help them in the upcoming election. Well, when you look on balance, the American people are pretty smart. They're going to realize very quickly Roe v. Wade will not outlaw abortion. And no matter what they say, whatever scare tactics, all the hangers that they draw on the pavement in front of the homes of doxed Supreme Court justices, That's just not going to meet the reality of, oh, abortion is legal in America. Oh, okay, the states decide what restrictions they may or may not have. Oh, liberal states are going to have very liberal abortion laws. Oh, the Democrats are so extreme, they want an abortion up until the moment of birth. That's how nuts they are. And people will get that part of it, too. So it's not going to be the secret weapon that they think it's going to be. So if, I guess, they're going to use the term ultra-MAGA, well, then the Democrats, socialists, are ultra-extremist failures because they're destroying every aspect of our economy from top to bottom, and they have absolutely no intention that they're showing that they're willing to change course. We're not going to have a Bill Clinton, the era of big government is over moment. We're not going to have an end of welfare as we know it moment. We're not going to have a sister soldier moment. He's not capable of it. You have another Biden judicial nominee apparently said the border wall and voter ID laws are grounded in white supremacy. What is she talking about? You know, and then it's not started out well for the Karine Jean-Pierre, who's the new press secretary. You know, I don't think this is going to work out well in the end. Certainly hasn't been a good opening couple of days. Thank goodness we got rid of the governance, whatever you called this, the disinformation governance board that they wanted to create at the Department of Homeland Security. How about the Department of Homeland Security start securing the border, because last month was a record high of all time, 235,000 illegal immigrants, but just people, we covered it so much last year, they're just not paying attention to it. We're paying attention to it. It's unbelievable. Top Republicans, you know, are looking at this. Look at a guy like Elon Musk. Elon Musk is fascinating to me. I don't know anything about him. I've exchanged a text with him like once, and I invited him to do the show. He said he'd think about it, never got back to me, which means no. Okay. I kind of respect him, though. If you haven't watched the series, The Men That Built America, the people like the Rockefellers and Carnegie Mellons and J.P. Morgans of the world. First of all, they were all killers. You have this reputation. I guess they're great philanthropists when they made all this money. But these are the people. They fought tooth and nail to build businesses and build up this country. I mean, Henry Ford's of the world that transformed the entire country with the Model T. They were amazing. And I kind of look at Elon as a modern-day guy. And here's a guy that has been watching all that's happening, and he rightly branded the Democratic Party as the party of division and hate, and I can no longer support them. In the past, he says, I voted Democrat. They were mostly the kindness party. At least he believed that. I know better. I've been following this longer and more deeply than he has. But they have become the party of division and hate. I can no longer support them and will vote Republican. Now watch their dirty tricks campaign against me unfold. Yeah, they're already attacking him today, the Biden administration. Like, we don't have more important things to do? You know, like, for example, get the price of gasoline down, get the price of goods down, get the supply chain crisis fixed. What the White House immediately tagged Elon as an anti-labor billionaire. That was their response. An anti-labor billionaire. I don't know for sure, but I'm betting any amount of money that people that work at Tesla probably get paid a very good salary. That's my guess. I might be wrong. Linda, maybe if you find research on it, you can correct me if I am wrong, but that's my best guess on that. I don't think that Elon Musk is paying people low wages. I don't think he's a bad guy to work for either, unless you're at Twitter and you're part of the Twitter hate conservative, you know, social media mob. You might get fired. But anyway, so he's going to vote Republican for the first time. You know, I didn't even know this was true. Apparently, House staff members are not going to get their Peloton Fitness membership perks. After all, the chief administrative officer of the House is backing out of a planned deal with Peloton to provide staff and Capitol Police officers with Peloton All Access and Peloton app memberships through its Center of Well-Being. Our government has a Center of Well-Being? Linda, do we have a Center of Well-Being on this show?
Not only do we have it, but it's paid for.
We need like a padded room.
Wait a minute. I'm just saying, you know, listen, there might be hot yoga coming up. There might be some other things, you know, but it looks like they are getting a nice little cushy place to work out on the taxpayer dollar. So the babies are starving to death, but our congressional representatives are working out. It's very important.
They get their Peloton perk. I'm sorry, guys. I'll buy you lunch every day. When I do, there's a method to my madness. I buy my radio staff lunch. I buy my TV staff dinner every day. Why do you do that, Hannity? Because I'm super generous. That's partly true. I can slap my... All right, stop with the looks. Yeah, I did see that, by the way. Tesla employees are paid well. A software engineer, $58,000 to $340,000 a year. A Tesla engineer, $36,000 to $150,000 a year. ZipRecruiter. So, not bad. I mean, it's good money. And I'm sure you have a career path. But I want my staff to work. I don't want them getting up and going to the store and deciding what they're going to eat every day. They use Uber Eats or Grubhub or any one of these other things that I barely know how to use and have it delivered to your house. Good thing I don't know how to use it, or else I'd be ordering McDonald's, but I'm on a very strict paleo diet now, and I'm locked in, and I'm not going back. I won't touch pasta. I don't touch bread. I don't touch any of it. Maybe one cheat meal a week, and that's it. Anyway, so we have a lot of updates as it relates to the Michael Sussman trial, which kicked off in Washington this week. The Democratic lawyer accused of lying to the FBI about his work for the Clinton campaign. I have not gotten a full update. Apparently, explosive developments today in the courtroom. We'll have somebody that was in the courtroom on the show tonight on Hannity. We'll get that to you as soon as we can. Durham's team laying out the evidence that Sussman's meetings with the FBI were part of an October surprise against then-candidate Donald Trump. In other words, everything we told you on this radio program with our ensemble cast doing great reporting was correct. And it's only going to get more correct as time goes on. They had Mark Elias on. Elias on, rather, and they had James Baker, the FBI former general counsel. Something apparently James Baker said today that they knew early on that all of this was total, complete BS. Well, then that goes right to the heart of his FBI, the 1%, not the 99%. And who knew what when? Because remember, Andrew McCabe, the deputy FBI director, famously said, without the Steele dossier that we now know was full of Russian disinformation that Hillary Clinton paid for with money funneled through Fusion GPS, funneled through Perkins Coie to Fusion GPS that then hired Christopher Steele, all of this was designed as an October surprise. You know what we're hearing from the media about it? Nothing. Imagine if Republicans did this to Hillary. Imagine if any Republican ever did it to any Democrat. Mark Elias testifying, actually admitting that he was, in fact, responsible for hiring Fusion GPS for its smear operation. Jonathan Turley rightly points out Elias testified that he would not have approved going to the FBI with the bogus Alpha Bank claim. But the story didn't add up because Clinton operatives had no problem pushing the fake Steele dossier, which we now know was unverifiable because it's totally been debunked. The one thing that was true, they won't report on Hunter Biden's laptop. The one thing that was true, that there was no Trump-Russia collusion, they lied about for three long straight years. Here's the worst part of this whole story, though. We now know that during jury selection, the judge allowed Hillary Clinton and Ocasio-Cortez donors into the jury pool. Are you kidding me? And other Democratic donors into the jury pool. Okay, that would be tainting the jury pool. That is a miscarriage of justice. You shouldn't have Clinton and Ocasio-Cortez supporters, or for that matter, even Trump supporters, involved in a case like this that is so political. I mean, it's almost like the fix is in. By the way, Donald Trump, I saw Miranda Devine's piece today. He has now hired an attorney to launch the first stage of what is a multi-pronged strategy to make those that signed that letter about Hunter's laptop pay for the damage that they wrought to freedom of the press. Remember, oh, no, this is Russian disinformation. This looks like Russian disinformation. They had no reason to make that statement whatsoever. They knew nothing about it. They only knew that they wanted Joe Biden to win. That's the only thing that they knew here. And yet that's how corrupt they were. And these are former intel people. They just lied. And they got caught now. And what are the consequences? If it was me, I'd be in jail for the rest of my life. But don't worry. All they want to talk about in Congress now is, do you believe men can become pregnant and have abortions? Now, I guess those are important issues for some people. But making sure Americans have baby formula, making sure Americans can make ends meet. We have two-thirds of the country now living paycheck to paycheck. We have to fix this. We can't go another 10 days with every single day being a record high for a gallon of gasoline. We can't continue that. We can't have the poor, the middle class, people on fixed income treated this way because of an adherence to this climate alarmist religious cultism. And it's a cult. You know what it's like? They have teams that sometimes go into cults and try and rescue people and then try and deprogram them. I mean, that's how insane it is. Rather than drill, rather than frack, rather than produce all the energy here at home and not rely on Venezuela, Iran, and OPEC and create high-paying American jobs and lowering the inflation number and lowering the price of gasoline, that they won't even consider that. It's unbelievable. Well, by the way, we did find out, you know, the group Black Lives Matter, what do we want dead cops, when do we want them now, that their co-founder said that $90 million in white guilt money came pouring into the organization's coffers after the murder of George Floyd, and the group had no infrastructure. Now we find out where the money is spent, that $6 million property, tons and tons of money to family members. I mean, we're talking in the millions of dollars. And that is an awful lot of money for people to get paid. According to the group's latest filing, they paid Turner's company $969,000 for production, design, and media services. An additional $840,000 went to a security company owned by Culler's own brother. Wow. Sounds like a great family. Sounds like the Biden family syndicate to me. Good grief. If I was a donor, I'd wonder, why did so many corporations give to a group the chance, what do we want, dead cops, when do we want them now? Why did they do that? Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes. That enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, MasterSpas.com.